Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the RHO podcast. Is hunting a rich man's game? Is it getting to be a rich man's game? That's what I'm going to talk about on this episode. But first, don't forget about our partners on the RHO podcast, Racks Big Game Supplements. You guys can go to racksbiggame.com and see everything they have to offer. You can also find local dealers on there. Rodney Hawkins is our other partner for these podcasts. He has RG Outdoors, which is his own sporting goods company in Flora, Illinois. You can find them on Facebook at RG Outdoors. He's also a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. I just saw a post from him recently where he did something like $11 or $12 million in sales last year for them, I think. So if you're looking to get into the landowner game, or if you're looking to sell some ground, he can help you out with that. He does residential stuff as well over at MFL. You can get a hold of him at 618-925-3153, and he can get you taken care of, answer any questions you might have about any of that. So let's get into it. So is hunting a rich man's game? This is something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. I figured today, solo episode, I might as well do it now. I'm sure you guys have heard it. If you haven't, it's all over social media, pretty regular, guys talking about how hunting's got to be a rich man's game or how it's getting to be that way. And I can kind of see where people are coming from, but also I have my own thoughts on it. So that's what I'm going to talk about. There are different ways to look at this, I think, than just black and white. It is or it isn't. But I'm going to kind of break down some of the prices of hunting and what it actually costs to get into hunting. And then I think a lot of this comes from just a mindset that our generation has, or my generation has. And I think that goes from, I'm not even sure exactly what generation mine is, but millennials, whatever one is after that, kind of that range. We have this idea that we have to have everything the best and right now, and that is like the minimum acceptable position to be in, or the minimum acceptable reality, whatever. And hunting's no different. So when we talk about, is hunting a rich man's game, what do you mean by hunting? Because if you're talking about having the absolute best properties and having tons of acres to hunt all to yourself and having the best equipment and having the best clothes and the best UTVs, ATVs, you name it, for whatever you might think you need. If you're talking about all of that stuff, then sure, you could call it a rich man's game, but it's always been that way. If you want the best of the best of anything and anywhere, you have to pay for it, right? And I think maybe that's where a lot of this comes from, is we see all these people that, not all these people, but we see the people that like consistently kill 180 plus, 200 plus inch deer every year, and we think that is hunting. So in our mind, the only way you can get to that, and there's some truth to this, is kind of the quiet part that no one wants to say out loud. A lot of these guys that you see killing 200 inch deer routinely have a lot of money. Now, that's not the only key to it, but to consistently do it like they are, it does take money. However, that's not hunting for everybody. There's also more to it than that. And I don't know if I've said this on the podcast or not before, but I talked to a guy one time and he said there are people who have money and there are people who know how to hunt. And the people with money can spend all the money in the world on all the best stuff and the best properties and still not routinely shoot really nice bucks. And then you have these people who really know how to hunt, and they may not have access to the greatest properties or the greatest places to hunt. So although they might be killing some mature deer and they might kill a really good deer every now and then, they're not consistently killing the 180, 200 inch deer because they don't have the money to go along with that. When you combine those two, the money and the know-how, that's when you get these guys that kill 4, 5, 6 plus 200 inch deer, and they consistently do it and they're consistently growing these kind of deer. That's just the truth of the matter. And that's not to say there's anything wrong with that. And a lot of those guys that do that work their way into that. And I think most of the people that don't like it are just jealous of their position. And if I had the money and the ability, and hopefully, you know, one day I would be in that position, I would do the same things that these guys are doing. And I think everybody else would too. So I'm not saying that's inherently a bad thing. It's not like they're all just trust fund babies who learned how to hunt. A lot of them built their way up to where they're at. But that is the reality of it. In order to do it the way they're doing it, it does take money. But again, that's not necessarily hunting. That is a whole, almost a different game that they're playing. It's the same game, it's at a higher level because they can. So to say hunting in general is a rich man's game just because that's the way you think that's what you want is not true. But I think that's what happens a lot of time. We think, gosh, I'd like to shoot 180-inch deer every year, but I can't because I don't have enough money. Well, that might be true, but that doesn't mean overall that hunting is just too expensive anymore. So I'll break this down a little bit. The first thing you got to look at, obviously, license and permits. So for a resident across the Midwest, the average cost to hunt whitetails, bucks specifically, because it's going to be more expensive to hunt bucks generally, is $50 to $100. That's a pretty big range, but I did some looking, put it in some AI. It spit out like, I don't know, $50 to $60. But from what I looked at, I would say by the time you buy all your permits and licenses, in some place you only need one or the other, you're looking at $50 to $100. So off the top, to be legal to hunt, $50 to $100, that's a tank of gas in your vehicle, right? So pretty low barrier to entry when it comes to that. If you don't have anything else, so this is absolutely just starting from nothing if you want to get into hunting, right? So what else do we need? We need equipment. If you want to bow hunt, there is, and again, we're not talking best of the best. There is literally on Walmart's website, and I use Walmart because I know a lot of people have Walmarts around, and Walmart.com right there will ship to anywhere. $129.96 plus whatever your tax are going to be is a compound bow, 22 and a half to 30 inch draw. So if you're a little taller, there's some on here that are more like $200 too that are a little bit bigger bow and have more draw length and draw weight, because this one's 10 to 50 pounds. So it's a very adjustable bow. So it will fit a lot of people. And 290 feet per second. So if you're cranked out at 30 inches and 50 pounds on the whatever arrow is, 350 grain, I think it is that they use for that, 290 feet per second, which is way more than enough. That's another conversation for a different time. So let's say you're getting 240 out of your hunting setup. All right, that's still enough to get it done. And again, we're not talking about it's a rich man's game to be able to shoot 40, 50, 60 yards. You're just talking about hunting, right? This bow, from the looks of it, I've never picked one up. From everything it says, from looking at it, is everything you need to get started bow hunting for $129.96, other than broadheads. I'll talk about that in a second. But this comes with the bow, a sight, a whisker biscuit, a quiver, a wrist strap. It comes with a stabilizer. It comes with a kickstand, like for a blind, that you put on the limbs. It comes with an arm guard. It comes with an arrow puller. It comes with Allen keys. It comes with targets. It comes with a case. And I think there's a dozen arrows there as well. That's literally everything you need to get started shooting archery and go hunting. Because most states, I shouldn't say most states, I believe the minimum draw, I should look this up, I think it's like 30 pounds. Minimum draw weight for bow hunting, whitetails. We'll see what that spits out. But that's going to be, it's for sure under 50 pounds. So you can get that up to 50 pounds. Most common draw weight requirements is 40 pounds. So maybe it used to be, okay, 35 in a few states, 45 in other states, but 40 seems to be the most common. So if you can get up to 50 pounds with this thing, it's absolutely going to be enough to hunt. And you have targets to practice with. You can get proficient at it with this bow, know your limits. Maybe you can only shoot 20 yards with it, but we're talking about hunting. You can probably shoot 30 yards with it, honestly, pretty consistently. Are you going to go win some big competition shoot with this bow? No, it's not going to drive tacks and just shoot bullet holes consistently in the same spot at 35, 45, 50 yards, but it's absolutely going to be enough to kill a deer. The only other thing you need, like I said, that is not included in that would be broadheads, but you can pick up a pack of three broadheads, three blade, fixed blade for $12. And that was at Walmart too, because again, pretty much everybody has access to Walmart and walmart.com. If you want to get real crazy, you can go spend $30 and get some pretty nice broadheads. If you want to get really nice ones, you can get up to $40 for three broadheads, and that'll get you like some really nice broadheads that you see these guys shoot on TV. So even if you're wanting the best of the best broadheads, you know, something's $40. You can spend $100 on three broadheads, but you don't have to. But minimum $12, and that is a broadhead that I've killed deer with. I've killed deer with those $12 broadheads. So $12, $30, $40, whatever you're looking at. So that is for your bare minimum archery equipment. Now, if you want a firearm hunt, and that's the way you want to do it, because that's even an easier element to it. And if you're looking for a bigger buck, you could get a firearm, and it's going to make it easier. It is what it is. And you can get a Mossberg 12-gauge for around $275. You can get a little bit nicer gun for around $300, and I think Remington 870 pump shotgun was like around $300, $320 from what I saw. So you add, you know, a couple hundred bucks to your archery equipment. Not quite that much if you want to go on the lower end, plus your slugs that you're shooting. So just to get that equipment, $129 plus tax, plus $15 for broadheads if you're archery hunting, you've got now your license permits and you've got something to shoot with. So the next thing, if you're starting out with nothing, and this isn't even necessarily a necessity, but it isn't. And I'm talking about the clothing. So camouflage, of course. You don't have to have camouflage to go hunting. Guys were doing it in shirts just like what I'm wearing right now, red flannel, for years, and jeans or some brown pants. If you've got clothes that are sufficiently warm to go hunt for whatever time of year you're going, if you're early season, you don't even have to be that warm, you're going to be all right. You don't have to have camouflage. But if you want camo, and this is again from Walmart, because everybody has access to it, you can get a shirt, pants, a coat, and bibs for $100 to $150. And that's the whole setup to keep you pretty warm. You can layer up, put layers under that. I'm sure you've got clothes to start with that you can layer underneath those things. But I wanted to do a pants and coat. A shirt and pants camouflage in case you wanted it, go camouflage. That way that could cover early season. It's also layered. And then a coat and bibs for later season. That's also camo. And again, you don't even need camo. But if you do, if you want it, $100 to $150, you can get into camouflage clothing, all the camouflage clothing that you're going to need to go hunting. Any boots and warm socks are going to be all right. If it's really cold out and you want to spend some money on some boots, you can do that. But that's obviously not a requirement either. You probably got boots to start with. You can do rubber boots and some wool socks, and you're going to be fine. You can also go to like a secondhand store or a thrift store like a Goodwill and spend almost nothing if you want to do that and get camouflage. Now, you can buy a $5 camouflage shirt. You can probably find bibs for $20. You probably find a coat for $15. That will be plenty warm. Is it the latest and greatest Sitka or First Light or even name Nomad, your favorite apparel company? No. But it will get you by, and you can get the job done with it. So now you've got license and permits. You've got your bow or your firearm. You've got camouflage clothing. You are ready to go. You only need somewhere to go. Now, this is where a lot of guys will push back on if hunting is actually a rich man's game. Because land has gotten so expensive, not only to buy it, because we're not going to even talk about that, because for a lot of people, land ownership is just going to be out of the question, just because the price barrier for that. I completely understand that. You're talking about $5,000 an acre for ground that you can't even make money on. That's going to be hard to swing for a lot of people out there, and they may never be able to afford that. I completely get that. So I'm not even talking about that. But because that's so expensive, so is everything else, right? So again, if you're talking about leasing, which is what a lot of people will point to when this argument comes up, anywhere from $25 to $50 plus an acre, depending on what and where you're trying to lease. So if it's some really prime hunting stuff, you might be $50, $60, $70 an acre. If it's a big open field with a fence row through it or something like that, you might get it for $15 an acre, but you're still paying for most of it, right? So, and then the opportunity has to be there and you have to not get outbid on it. So all of that stuff, when you're talking about leasing, definitely, there's definitely some merit to that argument. But again, we're not talking about being able to hunt the best pieces of property and have a chance at a booner every year. That's not what we're talking about here. So obviously, if you have family ground or you already own ground for some reason, maybe you inherited it, maybe you did buy it, that's great. $0, you have access to hunt. That's awesome if there are deer on it, right? And obviously, we're talking about hunting ground here. Permission ground. There is less available because of the lucrative nature of leasing right now and the demand for it, but it still does exist. I was able to pick up a permission property this year that I would not have thought would have been available for me to do that, but it was. I got on that, so there is still some around. Nothing hurts. It can't hurt to ask, right? And it's pretty easy to find people's phone numbers, Facebook profiles, addresses if you've got Onyx. And even if you don't have Onyx, you can go, if you see a place that looks like it might be a good hunt, and go knock on a door and just be presentable, be polite, and ask if there's anybody hunting. If there is, maybe ask if they know the neighbors or someone around where you could go hunt. You got to put some work in to find permission ground now. It's not like these guys talk about in the good old days where you could walk from one side of a county to another and nobody cared because, number one, there weren't that many deer around, and number two, there weren't that many guys hunting, and it was great because they could just go over wherever they want. That has obviously changed, and even in my 20 years of hunting, it's changed from the fact that you could get permission a lot of places to now most places are leased or they're not allowing hunting if it's not already leased, but there are still some permission pieces around, and if you can get those, again, $0 if you can get permission. Another place you can go and pay nothing for to hunt is public ground. This is the best option for what we're talking about because it is always available and no one can tell you you can't be there. Now, it's not always the best hunting, of course, which again, it's not what we're talking about because you're going to have competition. They can't tell anybody else no either. So you might have to fight people, not literally fight people. Hopefully you're not having fist fights in the parking lots, although I'm sure that happens. Hopefully that's not the deal, but you might have to get in there and compete with other people for spots or get in earlier, all that kind of stuff. You're going to have to deal with some knucklehead walking through and being a jerk and all that kind of stuff. That comes with that. That's kind of the trade-off for not having to pay to go in there. So you're going to have that. You're going to have more pressure on these deer that you're trying to hunt, obviously. But public land can also have some giants. I would be willing to say that some of the bigger deer around are on public land in areas where people just either aren't willing to go, they haven't found, these deer feel really safe because they've never been bothered there, or places that people just overlook. We've talked about that a bunch with Austin, who does a lot of this kind of stuff, public land and teaching people about that, is just areas that get overlooked, even though it's not super hard to access. That's where those big bucks end up hiding. So there are definitely big deer to be had on public ground. Guys do it every year. It's just not going to be as easy as if you could pay $7,500 an acre for 400, 500 acres and then go hunt it that way, right? Put in food plots and all that stuff. That part of it takes money, for sure. But we're talking about hunting. The total, so if you take all of that stuff into consideration, and we're talking the three options to hunt, access, to have access for no money, right? Even if you wanted to do leasing, you could figure that up, $25 an acre for 50 acres or whatever. You can do the math on that if you had an opportunity to do that. But license and permits, archery or firearm equipment, clothing, and access, $300 to $500 bucks, and you are in the game. You have a chance to shoot a deer. Now, $300 to $500 bucks. Go and look at your credit card report from the last 12 months and tell me you can't find $300 to $500 that you spent on something you didn't need to go hunting. If you're wanting to get in the game, you can do it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not telling you how to live your life, not telling you how to spend your money. But don't tell me that hunting is a rich man's game when you can get into it for less than $500 bucks. Now, you want to tell me that land ownership and food plotting and the best management practices and having opportunities to grow and shoot 5.5-year-old plus 180-inch deer every year is a rich man's game. Okay, I'll listen to that, right? There's obviously an argument for that. It is really expensive to own property and to manage it correctly. There's no doubt about that. But when these people are talking about and complaining about hunting being a rich man's game, that's what they're saying. They're saying that not hunting in general is a rich man's game, but the way I want to do it is too expensive for me. So instead of maybe finding a way to come up with a solution for that, or going out and putting in extra time and effort into public land, or getting in better shape so I can do that on public land, all that kind of stuff, I just want to complain about it being a rich man's game. And that's why I'm never killing any big deer, and that's why I never have any success, and that's why I don't have fun hunting, because it's a rich man's game and I don't have rich man's money. I've also got news for you. Nobody on our team is a rich man, and we killed, between all of us, $8 last year. Had some awesome hunts. Had a great time hunting. One of my favorite hunts I had, permission property. It wasn't a giant deer, but again, dad's using a bow that he's had and equipment that he's had for 20 years and got it done on permission property that might as well be public with the pressure it gets around it, and isn't an awesome place to hunt after gun season. But we got in there and got it done for very minimal cost. It can still be done. We killed some really nice deer in the last few years for guys that don't have a ton of money, right? None of us are killing 200-inch deer every year. Are there some out there that potentially could have opportunities at, or booners? For sure. But just to get out there and hunt, and even to get out there and hunt and have a chance at good deer in almost anywhere in the Midwest. Not everywhere, of course, and there's places in these really good states where that's not even going to be the case. But if you're in one of those good states, you can buy a resident permit statewide and hunt public land anywhere in the state. You just got to make the time for it. To be able to do that is not, in any stretch of the imagination, a rich man's game. So just the distinction there, right? I'm not saying you're wrong when you say it is a rich man's game. I'm just saying, you need to distinguish. Are you talking about getting into hunting and having a chance at some nice deer? Or are you talking about land ownership, very nicely manicured food plots and property management and monster bucks every year? Because even when that wasn't the case, the guys that, like, even when it wasn't as expensive, the guys that were killing those deer like that every year were still, as far as money goes, ahead of the guys who weren't, most likely, right? It's always been the people who have the money and the know-how who are doing that kind of stuff. It's the way it is. So when these guys talk about it, it's getting to be this way, it was still this way 20, 30 years ago. Nobody was killing the amount of big mature deer that they are now, and especially not without being able to afford all the ways to do that. So it's just one of those things that gets under my skin when people just complain and they have no solutions. They don't want to offer up anything else, and they're just trying to be doom and gloom and negative and whine and cry about everything and, oh, make excuses for why they aren't shooting any deer or why they can't have fun hunting. And if they would just change the mindset and stop woe is me and think, okay, this is my problem. What could I do to solve it? And maybe it's just changing your expectations, changing what you want out of hunting. That kind of stuff, though, that woe is me complain and whine mindset just drives me crazy. And you see so much of it, and it's from a lot of different people. So hopefully, maybe that will be, at least to the people who aren't in that mindset and hear those people talking about it, don't let them drag you down too. Keep a positive mindset about it. You can absolutely get out there and hunt. You can absolutely still have success. I think the worst that comes from that, those people whining and complaining about how rich hunting has got, the worst thing that comes from that is some 12, 13-year-old kid that's getting into hunting and has dreams of killing a really nice buck or any buck for that matter. And now he's like, well, gosh, mom and dad don't have a bunch of money. I don't think I'm ever going to have a bunch of money. What's the point? I thought I was going to have a chance to do this, and that was kind of what I wanted to do, but now I'll go do something else. Or they go out there and they have no expectations ever, and they don't ever actually try to find a solution to the problem. They just, well, this older guy on Facebook, I saw post something about how you have to be a millionaire to afford to hunt. I guess that'll never be me, so I'll go do something else. Or I won't even give it a chance. Or I don't even know why I'm out here. I don't want to go out in the cold. I don't have enough money to make it happen anyway. I think that's the worst thing that could happen from that. So if you're one of those people who, or even older than that, that's getting into hunting and you hear them talking about that, don't let them ruin the sport for you. Don't let them change your mindset while you're out there and kind of kill your dreams and aspirations of shooting or harvesting nice bucks or mature deer or whatever it is you're after. Because you can absolutely still do it. Just broke it down for you. You can do it for under $500. Is that too much for some people? I'm sure it is. But most people, especially these people that are complaining about it, have that to spare to get out there and hunt. So look at somebody like the Hunting Public, right? The way they're doing it is not that expensive. The most expensive part of the way they're doing it, and it's for content purposes, and they're in a place where they can do this, is all the non-resident in the travel, right? The non-resident permits and the travel. So if you want to go out of state and do that, but you could take what they're doing and apply that to your home state, and you're not going to have to spend that much money to get it done. And look at the deer that they kill. They shoot some really, really nice deer every year. Those guys do. Doing it. And I love to see it. I love that they're out there and there is that for people to look at. And I like that they're so popular because so many people can relate to them. And they're just showing that it doesn't have to be a rich man's game. Until those guys are no longer able to do it, especially, don't tell me that. I'm not going to listen to it because I broke it down. There's so many examples out there. All you're doing is ruining it for somebody else and yourself included because you're in this pitiful pity party mindset about how you can't hunt, you can't kill big bucks because you don't have enough money. So that's all I got for today. Maybe I upset some people. Hopefully if I did, you guys can send us a message. We could talk it out, but hopefully it's encouraging to some people as well. More than anything, the people who don't have the money to hunt like you see some of these people on TV, you don't have to have. So don't come at me with the hunting is a rich man's game unless you're going to clarify what you're talking about and define hunting and be honest about what it is that you're talking about, whether you're saying just getting into hunting or trying to shoot big mature deer that are really high scoring every year. So that's all I got for this week. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will catch you hopefully on Friday with a full draw Friday. And then again next Monday for another episode of the RHO podcast. I will see you then.